This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sri Lanka has imposed a curfew following 8 explosions on Easter Sunday at churches and hotels that killed more than 200 people and wounded hundreds more. The targets of the bombings were Catholic worshippers attending Easter prayers at churches in 3 cities and tourists. The Archbishop of Colombo, who leads 2 of the churches targeted, condemned the attacks and called on Sri Lankan people not to take the law into their own hands.
I also like to ask the government to hold a very impartial, strong inquiry and find out who is responsible behind this act, and also to punish them mercilessly, because only animals can behave like that.
Around 30 foreigners, including American and British citizens, were among those dead and injured in the attack. Supporters cheered as they watched the Ukrainian exit polls come in after a landslide victory of Volodymyr Zelensky. The results of Sunday's runoff presidential election, a bitter blow for incumbent Petro Poroshenko. The national exit poll showed 41-year-old Zelensky had won 73% of the vote, with Poroshenko winning just 25%.
Зробили це разом.
Zelensky telling supporters Sunday, "We did it together." Once a long shot bid for the president gained momentum amid voter frustration over corruption, economic woes, and an ongoing conflict in the country's east. We have more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Washington remains focused on steps Congress may take after a redacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe was released last week. VOA's Michael Bowman reports Democrats in the House of Representatives are determined to obtain a complete unredacted version of the document, which found no collusion between President Trump's inner circle and Russia, but neither established nor ruled out that the president obstructed justice.
The long-awaited Mueller report signaled that President Trump is in no legal jeopardy from the Justice Department on Russia-related matters. But what about Congress, which has the power to investigate and impeach? On Capitol Hill, Republicans who control the Senate are eager to turn the page. Democrats who control the House are divided on what to do next.
What we are going to have to decide as a caucus is, what is the best thing for the country?
The White House insists Trump has been vindicated.
The president is not going to jail. He's staying in the White House for 5.5 more years. Why? Because they found no crime.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Both Representative Adam Schiff and Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway appeared on ABC this week. Gunmen attacked a Malian army base in a dawn raid on Sunday, killing 11 soldiers and burning the camp in west central Mali. That's according to the army and a local lawmaker. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Central Mali has in the past few years been overrun by jihadists with links to Al-Qaeda. Sudanese protest leaders on Sunday vowed to escalate demonstrations to confront the country's military rulers. This is part of a widening campaign to push for a transfer of power to civilians. A protest leader said at a rally in Khartoum that demonstrators no longer recognize the transitional military council that assumed power after the ousting of President Omar al-Bashir last week. The Sudanese Professionals Association spokesperson Mohammed Al-Amin said this new phase will include continuing sit-ins and the end of negotiations and for revolutionary escalation in the streets. He said that will go on until all demands are met. Hundreds of thousands of protesters attended the rally, waving flags while nationalistic music blared from stage-mounted speakers. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has begun his first official visit to neighboring Iran. Khan will join talks with President Hassan Rouhani that will focus on strengthening bilateral ties, fighting terrorism, and safeguarding borders. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.